Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And no verdict yet. So now we continue a series for this membership drive that we're calling a tiny museum tour, a tour of some of the city's lesser-known gems. And you may be surprised to learn that Pelham Bay Park in the Bronx was once home to a number of country estates, an escape for many city residents who wanted a more bucolic setting to call home. Yes, the Bronx. So today it's the Bartow Pell Mansion Museum that we tour. It stands as the last remaining country estate in the area, and I'm joined by its executive director, Ellen Bruzelius. Ellen, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks very much. I'm glad to be here.
So there were close to 24 of these estates, I gather, in the Bronx. Who lived there?
Well, a number of different families. Some of the names were very well known, some less well known. They tended to be a fairly affluent crowd. There was a painter by the name of James Sudham. The Bartows themselves were publishers. Robert Bartow was a paper manufacturer and a publisher and a banker at some point, and then became a gentleman farmer. And he was married to Maria Lorillard of course, the Lorillard family, who had the snuff mill and tobacco manufacturing company where the Botanical Garden is today.
And Thomas Pell, for whom the museum is named, was he the originator of the Pell Grant? No.
No, that was a bit later. But yes, same Pell family, actually.
Really?
Thomas Pell acquired the land where the mansion is today and about another 9,000 acres in 1654 from the Siwanoy Indians. And so what's interesting about the museum is that it's really got multiple periods of historical significance, the mid-1600s being the earliest one.
And I see that in 1936, Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia had used the Bartow Pell Mansion as a summer home. So pretty amusing by our standards today to think of going north to the Bronx for a summer getaway. What do you actually do or see when you're at the museum?
Well, it is pretty amazing. Today, we are still in the countryside in the city. We are in Pelham Bay Park, which is obviously the biggest park in all of the city. And I often drive to work and come in to see turkeys roaming around, deer. We are really in the wilds of the northern Bronx. We have many different kinds of public programs and school programs that we offer our visitors. And in fact, we've just started a new school program this spring, which is the Children's Garden at Historic Bartow Pell.
I know that part of the Bronx. It is really still very, very green. You kind of go over to Orchard Beach around there, City Island from around there, right?
Yep, there are lots of good reasons to come to us besides this corner of the Bronx besides just us. City Island's not far away, and it of course has lots of great restaurants, and the City Island Nautical Museum is there. It's really a beautiful, beautiful corner of the city.
Yes, and my point being that there's a lot of nature in that part of the Bronx. There's this long spiral staircase that I understand is one of the popular features of the museum. Can you describe it for us briefly?
Yeah, it's quite spectacular. It's an elliptical staircase, and when you stand at the bottom of it and look up, you sort of feel like you're looking inside a conch shell. It's really quite beautiful, and in fact, you can see photographs on it on our website, although, of course, the real thing is better.
And your current exhibit, as we're about to run out of time, is a collection of antique garden tools. Some of items are quite specialized. A cucumber straightener, and a wasp catcher. What does a wasp catcher look like, real quick?
It's glass. It's clear glass, and the wasps fly up it to get water, and then they can't figure out how to get out again. It's a great show, Dibbles and Daisy Grubbers, and it's up through July 1st.
Ellen Brazilius, thank you very much for joining us today. For more information on the Bartow Pell Mansion Museum, you can visit our show page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Tomorrow we'll continue our tiny museum tour with the Queens County Farm Museum. Thank you very much for joining
us.
Have fun at the museum today, Ellen.
Brian, can I mention one other thing quickly?
Quick.
Last day, Partners in Preservation, and we'd love everybody to vote for us. We're in the top four. If we get it, we can restore our formal historic garden behind the mansion.
All right. Thank you very much. Coming up on the Leonard Lopate Show right after the news, Congressman John Lewis and others, also a history of the world and 100 objects, continues today. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, thanks a lot for listening. Leonard Lopate coming up right after this latest news.